Welcome, everybody, to the annual town meeting for the Town of Freedom. And we are exercising our right to participate in the most direct form of democracy in the world, where every eligible voter has an opportunity and has voice and vote in the legislative session of that town's political identity. So for us here in Freedom, that means that once a year we get the opportunity to be the legislature, to decide what the budget for the town will be in the ensuing year, and to decide what other matters we can deliberate, especially those matters that involve the expenditure of town funds. Last night, the other political body in the Town of Freedom, the Freedom School District, had the annual school district meeting. And at that meeting last night, a total of $4,613,018 were appropriated for the ensuing year. Our agenda today is in the annual town report. So make sure, if you didn't grab one at the entrance, that you go back and get one. But we're using the town warrant as our agenda today, and that you will find on page 22 of the annual town report. Another thing that you'll find in the annual report is the rules of order. And the rules of order, or rules of procedure, are found on page 22 of the annual report. And those are pretty straightforward, but I'm going to mention a couple of things. If you want to speak to whatever issue, you need to have the moderator give you the opportunity to speak. So if you want to speak to an issue, I suggest that you stand, and as soon as we can get to you, the moderator will recognize you and ask you to speak to the issue. We do have an election worker, Spencer Ogren, down in front here. Spencer is going to be the microphone runner today. And so Spencer will, as soon as I call on somebody to speak, Spencer will run the microphone to you. We ask that you don't start speaking until you have the microphone, because for one thing, it's being recorded, and that the recording of the session helps us to make sure we have accurate minutes and that type of thing. And the first thing you want to do when you get the microphone from Spencer is to state your name and then state whatever it is that you are speaking to. As I said, the rules of procedure lay out the way I intend to run the meeting in many aspects. And state statutes in New Hampshire say that the town moderator is in charge. The town moderator decides how the meeting will run. The town moderator decides what the rules of procedure will be. However, if at any time you feel that the rules are not being followed, or that the moderator is somehow not doing things the way you think they should be done, or anything like that, at any point in the meeting, you can stand and say, "Mr. Moderator, point of order." Spencer will bring you the microphone, you'll say your name, you'll tell us what the point of order is, and once you tell us what your point of order is, then we'll have a vote. If more people think that what you're suggesting is the way we should do things, then we'll do the way you think we should do things. But we'll also see how many people want to do things the way the moderator has been doing it, and we'll see how that goes. Okay. Now, I do want to point out that there are a number of folks who are town officials, most of whom are elected town officials, who are helping today with the town meeting, and also downstairs with the voting. Voting by official ballot opened just a couple minutes ago, and the polls will remain open there until 7 p.m. tonight. So I first of all want to point out that in the back of the room here, checking us into the meeting, Pat McCoy and Maureen Brooks, supervisors of the checklist. They are elected officials. The third supervisor of the checklist is downstairs for voting, and that's Carol Stancil. We have town officials. Well, I'm also going to point out that Rick Davidson is an election worker, is a ballot clerk today. Rick is upstairs here helping with any division of the house or voting or anything like that that we might need assistance with. And I already introduced Spencer Ogren. Okay, so we're gonna, up on the stage, we have Lindsay Pettengill, who is Assistant Town Administrator. We have Stacy Bolduc, who is the Town Administrator. And we have, we have Diane Goro, who is a Town Council, Alan Fall, Selectman, Les Babb, Selectman, Gary Williams, Selectman, and taking minutes of everything that transpires today, our Town Clerk, Libby Preby, assisted by Deputy Town Clerk, Kelly Eldridge. Downstairs, we have Jane Davidson and Sarah Butterfield, who are ballot clerks. We have Tammy Nason and Joe Williams, who are assistant clerks. We have Carol Stancil, who I said, who is the third supervisor of the checklist. We have Michael Gaudette, who is assistant moderator. And we have Bob Ghost, who is the greeter and gatekeeper for the elections downstairs. All right, so we are getting ready, and I'm wondering if anybody has any question about the way things are going to go today. Okay, so now I'm going to call your attention to the dedication of the annual town report. So if you go to the title page and then one more, you'll see that the town report this year is dedicated to two really great citizens of the town of Freedom. One who is not here today is Ernie Day Jr., who has provided so much service to the town of Freedom, not only as selectman, but in so many other ways. So we recognize Ernie in that way, and I invite you to join with me in giving applause, and let it be recorded at the town meeting. Okay, so now this is really special. And I'm going to ask the other person to whom this is dedicated is Velma Hornbell. And Velma, I'm going to ask that you please come forward. And we're going to get the microphone over to you. But so we're not going to let you talk yet. But Velma Hornbell has been so involved for her lifetime in everything that takes place in the town of Freedom. And in so many ways, I don't know, for those who were at the school district meeting last night, the school district annual report was dedicated to Velma Hornbell. And probably because Velma has been around more than any of the rest of us. And that means not only in terms of number of years, but that also means in terms of all the things that she's been involved in that biographical sketch doesn't do justice to all that could have been written there. So Velma, we as a town of freedom salute you. Your lifetime of involvement in so much of what freedom is all about, we have gratitude for that, and we also have admiration that that's been going on for a century. Thank you.
This is overwhelming. I'm happy and grateful that I was born and brought up in the town of freedom. I'm sorry. I'm truly humbled by all of this. To those of you who are responsible for this honor, I say thank you.
Thank you, Velma. That's incredible. You don't need that thing. All right. At this time also, I call your attention to page 121, where it lists all of the people who are residents of Freedom who are no longer with us because they have passed away during the year 2024. And I ask that you please stand. We'll have a moment of silence, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Now, one final thought before we officially open the meeting. Welcome to town meeting. We have come together in civil assembly as a community in a tradition that is older than our state itself. We come together to make decisions about our community. And as we deliberate, let us advocate for our positions, but not at the expense of others. Let us remember that there is a big difference between saying I am right and saying I believe I am right. And that our neighbors with whom we disagree are good people with hopes and desires as true and as high as ours. And let us always remember that in the end, caring for each other in this beautiful community of Freedom, New Hampshire, is of greater importance than any difference we may have. Let that be the spirit in which we engage on page 24. As we enter into the deliberative portion of our town meeting.